everybody. It's your boy, Real, back with another review, man. And I am late. Yeah. I apologize, guys. I know a lot of y'all probably, by the time this drop is, maybe 1.5 quarters of football in, watching. For those who watch football, for those who don't, you got a significant other screaming in the other room right now, or mad at their FanDuel, staring at their phone, because they made some dumbass parlay, much like I did, then this will probably be a welcoming to you. You're like, oh, good, I get a distraction for the next, like, 30 minutes, and for that, you're welcome. So, see, kind of, sometimes being late means being on time. Did I sell that? Has it been sold to you? No? You're not buying? Okay, fuck it. But it is Power Book 4, Force, Season 2, Episode 2, a 2-for-2. And, I mean, who's going to say it? Are you going to leave it to me to say it? Real, you are so right. There is going to be violence every episode. Every episode, somebody's going to die. This one, it was part of, you know, they had the plan, and a lot of people died this episode. And guess what? A lot more people are going to die next episode. Okay? Who I want to talk about? I want to start with the Flynns. Let me get the Flynns out the way, because I'm right about this also. When Giordano's or Gennardo, or what the fuck's my man's name? What's his name on this show? Gennard. Giordano's. When Gennard first came up to her last episode and was like, oh, let's work together because he's going through the shit right now. He's getting his ass whooped across all boards. I'm going to get to him and his family dynamic and this treason shit. Everything is so stressful about this show. Like, you have no idea. He goes to her looking for help. Like, hey, let's be a partner. Let's get down on some stuff. We can take over some shit, please. She was feeling uppity. She had Dahlia in her back pocket. She didn't fucking need him. Oh, but guess what? She didn't have Dahlia anymore by the end of the episode. And the Flynns just came in to a shipment of highly dangerous opioids. Now, side note, for those of you, or you got people who like to partake, they like to get their opioid on, huh? I'm not judging, Real's not here to judge. We all had our vices. It took me, I don't know how many years to quit smoking. So, you know, but I just do it responsibly. All right, this is like a PSA, people. Guess what? You can't trust a lot of times. Drug dealers. I mean, sure, a lot of them are cool, friendly. Hell, they might even be a friend. Right? But it's not like they're the most trustworthy individuals. Right? They could buy some shit. They may not. And a lot of them don't even take drugs. The really good drug dealers, the more successful ones, are ones who don't take the drugs they sell. Right? The conflict of interest. So how the fuck would they know some shit's bad until you're dead? So yeah, they're going to tell you it's good. Yeah, fuck it, it's great, because I need to pay my rent. So yes, these drugs are fine to purchase. And you're like, hey, you're my buddy, I'll take it. They didn't go through the proper protocol to fucking test this shit. It's not like they have an FDA department. It's not like they have a union, and a union rep, and the people that they could go to and say, hey, run these opioids I'm about to sell on the block, and let me know if it's good to go. Got to keep that Better Business Bureau rating up at that A+. No, it doesn't roll like that. So once you purchase something like that, especially with this fentanyl shit, you can go buy some cheap ass like drug strips and test your shit and see, I don't know, if you're going to die or not. I mean, if I'm going to pop some shit, I'd like to know if I'm going to wake up from it. That's just me. But anyway, a very real thing happened on this episode I thought was very interesting, which is real life shit. Some company, whether legit or illegit, made some drugs. The cut was too powerful, and they made it in abundance, right? He can't sell the shit because nobody wants to kill their clientele. Oh, but you come on down to Chicago, primarily the west side, but they're going to sell it on the south side, but we know which side you're really going to sell it on. That's where most of that shit happens. All right, I don't give a fuck. I'm a Southsider, people. If you can't tell, West Side is like a foreign country to me. If you ever come to Chicago and you ask a Southsider about the West Side, they're gonna go, hell no. All I know is they don't have any trees and there's a lot of drug addicts. I don't fuck with it. The West Side, I'm pretty sure they tell you a different story about us. Talking about we're just a bunch of murderers. And it is what it is. But, so Flynn is on the brink of war with the Serbs. One is looking unwinnable because he can't afford to not fight them. Ain't that some shit? The price tag of peace is too high. So we got to get to the violence. And he's going, what do you need? A war chest. So here comes these super cheap drugs because they're going to kill the people he's going to sell them to. Obviously, he's not going to want the Flynn tag on them. Doesn't want to come from him. So he's going to enlist his little Flynns, right? He goes to Vic. How many times does this man go to Vic? How many times does Vic want nothing to do with him? Oh, by the way, Vic is spiraled. let me lead off. Vic is full on. He's getting domed up by random hookers in the convenience store just to stick it up. His car is worth more than Kim's Convenience, which is a great show on Netflix. Not being racist. I'm doing a twofer right here. Check out Kim's Convenience on Netflix. Fucking great. But yeah, he sticks up Kim's Convenience, right? Just because he can. Then he gets pulled over by the cops because he's high. He had half a blowy. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know how somebody would react. Fucked up and half a blowjob in. It probably could get frustrating. It ain't like Shorty could finish. He did ruin the moment for him. Probably saved his dick too. If I know it's going to be crass, but hey. Buddy probably saved him. Because her mouth looked treacherous. You know what I'm saying? Like fall off the bone, not in a good way. If you did, okay, never mind. But so he wilds out, right, in this teenage rebellion, but he's like a 30-plus-year-old man, and I don't know, you know, I try not to judge people's mourning, but then he's super gangster guy, right? And he's super, yeah, I get hit in the back of convenience stores, I stick this bitch up, you can't touch me. Then he gets pulled over to the cops, and whoa, with the privilege, start flying out the window. Thought that was hilarious. Everybody black until it's inconvenient. That's why that motherfucker was in that car like, no, you don't know who the fuck I am, I'll call my dad. We own the police, I'm Vic Flynn, you know what I'm saying? What's going on here, guys? Just let me fucking go. I'm going to just go about my way. Motherfucker's like, who? What? Pay who? Man, get your drunk, high ass in the back of this motherfucking car before we beat the shit out you out here and still take you in, which is a Chicago way that the police handle business out here. Whoop ass. Handcuff. Maybe handcuff and then whoop ass. Spend a night over there in the overnight and, you know, hopefully, look. Don't get arrested in Chicago on a Friday night. You're fucking stuck there till Monday. Gotta see a judge. So if you're gonna wild out, make it Thirsty Thursday or something, do not do it on a Friday. You're in for a long, shitty weekend. I would just steer clear. But anyway, I digress. I'm sorry. Yeah, so I thought that was hilarious. He tried to pull the old privilege card, got revoked, so Pops had to come save ass, and by the way, yeah, well, I got you, son, and you're doing all this crazy shit. How about I get you to do some more crazy shit? We need to work together. I gotta get my Irish accent down. I was between Ireland and Irish, it became Irish. I gotta get me one. That's Australian. Nope, can't do it. I'll work on it. I'll have one. I just got to listen to, what's his name, a little bit more. But yeah, so he constantly is trying to get Vic involved on this shit. And I, for the life of me, cannot understand why. Like, your son's a fuck up. Is like, lineage and blood and pass it on to you. Is that really a thing? Like, is he really on that? But when Vic sent him to Claudia, like, look, both y'all are perfect for each other. Fuck off. You know what I'm saying? You go work with her. She was the creator of Dahlia. That's who you should speak to. So he does just that. And he finds from Claudia that Claudia's a lot smarter than he gave her credit. She created Dahlia, was selling the shit. It was becoming a problem for him at first. And then, and not only does she was the creator of Dahlia and had her own marketing and making hella money that was finna intrude on your business, but she saw through your bullshit of trying to get Vic. She was like, you just want him because he's a lackey. He'll do whatever you say without batting an eye. You don't want no real partner. You don't want the family to be a partner. You just want somebody who's going to do your bidding. Vic's a man, which is a plus in your eyes, Pops. And he's fucking stupid. So that's why you want him. And my guess of, you remember my hot take that wasn't so hot that Tommy and Vic was going to work together? Because guess who Tommy just decided to find out there in the cemetery with some questions about Liliana? Oh, yeah. His boy Vic. So, yeah, we see that they already broke the dialogue and they getting into it. And Vic is not trying to give his sister up. But at the same time, he does want to piss off his old buddy Tommy. Feels like they're going to be a thing, right? So I'm already right on that path. And it seems like Claudia is going to sell these drugs for her father. These very dangerous drugs on the South Side. But, I wonder how would one get that done? Maybe we should find somebody who sells drugs on the South Side. How about the guy that just showed up at my house last episode? He'd be perfect. What's his name? Giordano's? No, it's Gennard. Yeah, okay, that guy. So, boom, I'm like 2 for 2 right now. Out the gate. What do you know? Why am I 2 for 2? Because this shit is elementary. It's so easy. It's so easy. This is why it's like a stress on my brain. And oh, God, let me just finish this shit. But, yeah, so that's going to clearly, this episode coming up, that some of y'all finna watch at, like, midnight tonight, like, 11, whenever the fuck. I don't know why y'all so thirsty. Y'all could wait Friday night to watch it, or Saturday, for fuck's sake. You can wait till Monday. It's not like a big push. You want me to tell you the whole next episode? Sure, I'll fucking tell you the whole next episode. Save you some time. Anyway. So, yeah, next episode, she's going to present him with I promise you, Claudia is going to be like, you know what? I was thinking. And yes, I think I would allow you to work with me just this one time. Like, make it seem like she really don't need him, but she desperately needs Gennard at this point. But he can't really front his move. He can't really stunt like or pump fake like this isn't the perfect time because, like I said, the Serbs is on his ass. And his brother, Diamond, with hips and all, walks through the... Bro, this Gennard gave a fucking Braveheart-esque speech about how CBI, well, really, Tommy, killed a boy outside, right? He murdered him. Who's that white boy, Tommy? We gonna get Oz back. Everybody's like, yeah, we gonna kill that white motherfucker. Who's that Tommy? He's fucking dead. So he gets the troops all riled up. Everybody's ready to go kill some Tommy. They ready to go hunting. I'm like, okay, let's get this started. How many of them are going to die crashing into the Tommy wall? Because many like them have fucking failed. Even like cartel type people cannot knock Tommy off. Like, so I'm like, all right, cool. More people for Tommy to kill. So I got a little excited. And then here comes Mr. Hips, right? Diamond the Hips Johnson. CBI's on. He rolls in comfortably. They are at war. They just shot one of their people. Gennard just gave the kill Tommy speech. And here comes Tommy's partner, a.k.a. his brother, who he tried to kill. Are y'all following this bullshit? Gennard actively tried to kill his brother. like several times. And his brother just, let him live. Knew he wasn't inspired to be shit. Just like, fuck it. I just can't do this, right? Because he's supposed to be like the Martin Luther X Gandhi Avon Barksdale. I don't know the fuck he... I don't know. Diamond is so complicated. I'm gonna get to that later, too. This fucking show's got me all over the place. It's so fucking stressful. But what was I saying? Yeah, he walked in untouched, unbothered, by himself. Got Serge people talking shit to him. He could care less because he knows they all pussy. He fucking estimated that correctly. He fucking called the river on that one. Then he goes in and talks to his brother. And when he says, this is the part that get me. I was waiting for some pushback. Diamonds just comes in to say, hey, Jannard, yeah, I don't give a fuck about who Tommy killed. You don't want this war. You ain't gonna win it. Don't do it. Jannard ain't had no smart remarks. He didn't have shit. He just had that dumb face, just like, oh, well, I guess I ain't think about it that way. Like, bro, you just 20 minutes ago, you were ready to go kill some shit. It took Diamond, your brother, to come in and tell you, like, hey, I don't think you can win this war. You can take it there if you want to, but we're going to fuck you up. So let's just not do it to yourself. And he goes, you know what? I wish I took an extra minute before that speech. Yeah, you're right, bro. Okay. Yeah. Now his guys were like, what the fuck was that about? We still about to kill? And he's like, no, nah, man, shut up. We ain't going to do that no more. We're just going to hold off and make this money. Meanwhile, he getting extorted by the Serbs. He owes the cartel money. And the money, when he finally scrounges it up with his little side chick, his boxing, right, fucking million-dollar baby here, fucking keep giving this man cash to survive. Fucking, what is with strong women loving losers? I don't know. Why? What did she see? Okay, but she says she's betting on treason and betting on Jannard, so I guess. But so he gets all this money, shamefully, just to give it to the Serbs because the dude that just walked in, who told him you ain't want this beef with this war, aka his brother. So he can't take the block back from his brother, but he won't kill his brother, which would probably make things significantly easier. Maybe even easier that he just strolled his ass in here with all the confidence. Like, I don't know, maybe that would have been a turning point into this war. If you shot Diamond in the face, I'm not a fucking war tactician or general or anything, but I think that'd make a pretty mean blow to CBI. You kill one half of the group that had the loyalty of everybody there. Tommy literally only knows his nephew and Diamond. Like, that's not enough to take over the streets. Diamond is 100% of Tommy's workforce. You kill fucking Diamond, you get his workforce back. They're not going to want to stick around for a motherfucker named Tommy who they barely know. War won. Then we could cut this shit off. But, you know, okay, fuck it. Fuck it. So, yeah, that happens. And, yes, now he's going to go work with Claudia to sell these bogus-ass drugs, hopefully in Gary, Indiana somewhere. Not the South Side Chicago. Sorry, Gary. Sorry, Indianians, but you know how it goes. Yeah, and then he's just going to get himself into another, he's going to be knocking off kids, and he's going to be killing a lot of people with bogus drugs. So, Jannard's just going to dig his hole deeper. I hope he doesn't survive this season. Not going to lie to you. I just don't see his rebound. I don't see it. Maybe there's a magic twist, and Jannard is like, I don't know. I doubt it. But okay, we got Diamond fucking some strong-faced woman, and, oh yeah, this is the Tommy and Diamond, right? Here goes Tommy. He's like, yep, I was dropping off some drugs, got shot, right? Because the Serbs is on the cartel's ass. So he gets the shootout. Tommy saves dude's life, gets shot in the process, overhears where the drug's going to be. Everything is so fucking convenient. What I did enjoy, though, was the abuela that showed up. She was not fucking around. Let me tell you why I liked dude's grandma so much. First, yes, I agree with Tommy that car is badass. He sounded corny as shit saying the same thing. Soon as she gets into the door, right, after mean mugging the shit out of Tommy, it was hilarious. She sits down, and as her grandson is like, oh, yeah, you know, you ain't have to come all the way out here. We got the Serbs in check. Don't worry. She came down and laid the law. First words out of her mouth is, who the fuck is that guy? Who's that white guy? Oh, he's just, don't trust him. Don't you dare let him into this house. Don't let him close to shit. All right? He is bad news. I said, damn, a grandmama's intuition. I said, for once, somebody hit the nail on the fucking head right out the gate. I could take one look at Tommy and go, not that guy. But everybody seems to gravitate. The women who constantly die after fucking him. Liliana, just any woman close to him that's not as evil as, like, you have to be part of Tommy's bloodline in order to survive around this motherfucker. Only his mother is strong enough. And I guess his nephew and his now deep-voiced brother, they share some of that blood, so they're probably going to stick around, because this Tommy strain is, like, unkillable. But when you come into that circle, you die. You're fucking dead. So, and abuela, abuelita, oh yeah, she was on top of that. Don't you fucking trust that mother to keep him far away. I thought she was going to get a green light to kill him. That's the only thing I disagree with her about. She should have just was like, kill him first chance possible. Why do you think he saved your life, huh? I said, fine. Can we just bring her into the show? Just, that was the best thing the show has brought so far, is the grandma, who's really in charge. And then, so now Tommy sees an opportunity to go start a war between the Serbs and Buddy. Now, Buddy already wanted this war, but he was told by his higher-ups that, hey, no, we make a lot of money over there. We're not going to let you shut it down with a war. If you do, I'll fucking murder your sister after I fuck her and send her down to Mexico to get fucked by some more people. It was a hell of a threat. It was a hell of a threat. I said, God damn. Why did we go? What do you know? Maybe the nurse needs to Uber. Maybe she shouldn't be catching the fucking CTA in Little Village. Call that one. She's fucking easily spottable. And if she hates her brother so much, why the fuck is she staying in that house? What nurse can oh God, this show. I can't stand how he lives. I can't stand that he sells drugs. But I'm gonna live here where he sleeps. And people knows he sleeps. And I'm gonna put myself in danger. And I'm not even gonna drive. I'm gonna be with the public. I don't understand. I don't get her math is not mathing, is what I'm saying. But she'll be dead soon. As soon as she fucks Tommy, the curse of Tommy. The curse of the white pumps. You catch them white pumps from Tommy, them dead. Simple as that. It is what it is. So she'll be dead soon, and I'll be rid of this headache. Because God, and I hate her like steel face when she's talking. She's like, oh, you like me? No, I like you. No, we can't do this. Oh, I told you would die one day. Like, do you have any other inflections in your voice, man? Like, watch her talk. The cute woman. It's the acting I got an issue with. It's just one tone. It's maybe a smirk. Her mouth barely moves. And it's just like, she looked like 50 when he was rapping with the bullet through his face. He's just like, yeah. You know, I open your mouth, man. Okay? Show some something. Give us some highs and some lows. Something. Do something. But fuck. Where was I at? Oh yeah, so Tommy wanted to start that war. This is the shit I hate. Tommy talks to Diamond. Diamond is like, I don't want to be a part of no war. Like, violence, we can't keep doing this. Violence stops the money. Like, you see, I got my parole officer. And Tommy's like, yeah, I hear all that. But we finna fucking kill some shit. We finna start this war and we're gonna take over everything. And just like that, Diamond was like, ugh. Okay, fuck it. And then was part of the let's kill the Serbians. Let's bring their dead bodies. Dress them up like the people who were about to kill. Right? Kill the Mexicans, take their shit. And now, boom. The war is on. Which they executed it perfectly. They did. That was a well thought out plan. I'll give them that. I gotta give props when props are due. Good plan. It worked. And he's ready to crash out. So, he took care of the cartel. I don't know how he's gonna take care of the Serbians, though. You can't just have, because right now, dude is like into it with his own cartel, I guess. And now he's about to just crash out with the Serbs. So it seems like it's about to be a 2-on-1. Not looking good for him. So Tommy's got one thing out the way, possibly. But what about the Serbians? So I'm assuming that's where the Flans are going to come in. And they're going to do like, hey, Dad, talk to Tommy. Y'all got the same enemy in common. And then you got the other storyline of the what's that? The black cop chick trying to take down, need a task force to take down Tommy. Don't even get me started on this task force. I don't know what the fuck's in it. He was dead and now he isn't. That's cause enough to arrest him. Falsified records, something. We had him dead here. You're alive there. Just fucking arrest him. You had time to go get fingerprints off the door. You got all these photos. You could sit on them all day. How many people does it take to get this guy? And what do you do? If he can connect you, I don't know, maybe threatening him with lots of years of prison time might be a good start. Or you, I don't know why you need a task force. And then she came at the police, so now they don't want to help her. So now Tommy's just gonna run around free and alive when he should be dead. It's fucking dumb. It's a storyline that should have never existed. Let me tell you what let me tell you my ultimate problem with this show. Like I stated last review. All of these sub stories, all these several things going on, should have been one, is good enough to be one focal point. Tommy trying to take over Chicago. Just the Mexican Serbs and Tommy alone with no extra issues. You throw the Flynns in there because you already had them. No other issues though, right? That takes time. Even the beef with Jannard, sure, like on the street level, let there be a problem. I don't know. That's one storyline worth, that's one season worth. Boom, we got it. Then at the end, he takes over everything. Right? That's one thing. Then your whole other season could have been the cops discovering that he was really dead. So now it's him trying to run shit. Meanwhile, cops are trying to take him down and they're trying to get the tap. That's a whole other season. Then, what the fuck's another one that's like a major one? Then you can always do the war with the Flans or fucking whatever. Like, Tommy's just got. All these sub stories are major stories that we could have really dug deep in and did some real writing. Right? This is my hope for the show. Then I'm gonna wrap it up because I'm ready to watch football because this is stressing me out. But I love y'all, so I'm here. This is what I hope. I don't know if they're watching. I don't know if any writers, producers. Look, this actor and writers guild, the fucking strike might be the greatest thing that could possibly happen to this show. I'm just gonna go out here and say this. Please, people, take the time that you have. I know you're not, when you're creative, you're constantly working. This is the time where you're not rushed. You don't have to meet some quota. You're on strike. Take this time to really dig into this show and give it something. Let's focus. Let's do character development. Let's really think this thing out. Right? Now, if this all turns out to be some elaborate way to like, clean up all these storylines. Like, that's what I was thinking too. Maybe they got so much shit going on because whoever started the first one was like all over the place. They was like, okay, fuck it. It's mine now. How do I just end all this shit? If you're just trying to get in here and end all this shit, please say that. Let me know. Let me know. And then I might take it a little easy. I doubt it. I'm probably still going to kill what I can kill. You know what I'm saying? But. I do it with some understanding, right? Like, okay, we're gonna wrap this up. If they're just doing all this to like start fresh and have Tommy be what we thought he was going to be, which is why we all were excited to watch this. He was supposed to be the ghost of Chicago, run the drug trade.